Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Joined now by Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, former NFL executive. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike T?
Doing great.
So, it's amazing, because I don't think this would be the real test. If you were a GM in the NFL of a team that didn't have a great quarterback, and I saw you not pursuing Lamar Jackson, I would say case closed, collusion. Right? But because you were the type of guy, you know, right? Like you're going to – I think the word is scour. And in a league that ought to be doing that, you have a 26-year-old superstar quarterback who may have more sway over the outcome of any game than anyone who ever lived. You could argue that with Lamar Jackson. It's ridiculous. He has the second highest winning percentage of all active NFL quarterbacks on teams a lot of times that didn't have a lot of good offensive players. He's the whole offense. And yet, no one, everyone has a plausible reason why they don't want him. What is going on?
Yeah, I certainly don't understand how he hasn't at least had some visits at this point. You know, and we could talk about the Jets or other teams, but even if you have a quarterback for this year, look, the league takes tampering seriously. We saw a team, you know, lose a draft choice over it. This is legal tampering. You could bring Lamar Jackson in, get to know him, let him get to know your organization, your staff, and even if it didn't work out this year, hard to think that Baltimore would franchise him next year. Now you're even getting a leg up on your competition for 2024. So I'm surprised at this point we're sitting here in late March and he doesn't have a visit.
But, Mike, why do I even want to bring him in, Mike? Yeah. I'm talking about 2023. I don't have time to worry about 2024. I may not even be here.
Yeah.
So why would I bring him in to waste my staff's time in trying to sit down, meet with him, go to dinner? For what? I mean, you know and I know the chances of us getting a deal done with him this year, an offer sheet done. We got to now eat up some of our salary cap space with free agents that's still out there that we may need to sign. The draft is coming. June 1 is coming. And even when he signs the offer sheet, Baltimore doesn't have to match it immediately. They can string the thing all the way out till after June 1st before they decide to match or not match. So why would I put myself in that situation?
Yeah, they would have – so a couple things, Keith. What I'm saying is when you bring him in, there's a number of reasons you bring him in, including you do – in my mind, you do want to look at next year. I think the one team that it could make sense for is the Colts, right? So if I'm the Colts, obviously quarterbacks will go 1-2. We could argue Stroud, Young. Arizona could easily trade the pick. Let's say it's the Raiders that come up, and let's say they take Will Levis or Anthony Richardson, and that's the one quarterback that the Colts fell in love with. To me, like, that's the team, given Shane Steichen, the success they had with Jalen Hurts, that makes a lot of sense. Imagine Lamar with someone like Jonathan Taylor. So if that's the situation, if we go back a year ago, guys, when Green Bay and the Raiders made a trade with Davante Adams, it was for less than 2-1s. Point being is maybe there's a trade that could be made that doesn't involve the fourth pick. That's certainly a possibility. Maybe it's a 2 this year, and it's a couple ones down the road, but it doesn't involve a top 5 pick. I don't know what the Colts are thinking, but based on what's just happened in Arizona, guys, it seems like that's the one team that could have an interest in him.
Mike, people want to try to point to his style of play, which I think is like a cop-out. Can you win a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson? And the style of play is indicative of the style in which Greg Roman wanted to run. But I think Lamar can do more.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a guy, as Max alluded to, he has been a dynamic playmaker. I've worked with a lot of defensive coaches in my career, Key, as you know, and they will all say when the quarterback can make plays with his feet the way that Lamar can, it just stresses the defense. It's really hard to play man-to-man because if you turn your back, he can turn an 8-yard run into a 60-yard run. And now all of a sudden, if you know where they're going to be doing from a defensive standpoint, now you can pick them apart in terms of like running zone beaters. So to me, there's a lot of different ways that Lamar can win. The one concern, and it's been brought up, is he has missed 34% of the snaps over the last 2 years. But what I would say is in this day and age, you're going to need 2 quality quarterbacks anyway because of a 17-game season.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. MT, like, is this just another example of the system suppressing the market?
Like working.
Where quarterbacks,
the system's working, right?
Yeah,
like
the system
the way
is,
they designed it to
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, based on what Adam Schefter and Chris Morrison have reported, there was a substantial offer that was made, reportedly around $200 million. He didn't take it. I think more than
$200 million guaranteed?
I didn't see the offer sheet, okay. the offer, so I don't know how much of it was fully guaranteed, partially guaranteed. Obviously, like, when you see what happened last night with Twitter, I just wish he would hire an agent, because I think that would help solve a lot of problems from a standpoint of, like, what's guaranteed, how much, what's the characterization, in what years. Because clearly Deshaun Watson is meaningfully impacting the way Lamar Jackson's seeing the world, which is understandable. He's in the same division. He's outplayed him. So to me, that's one way to look at it. But the other way is to say, like, hey, there's 15 other deals, and let's try to beat all those other deals. The other thing, and I said this, you know, yesterday, guys, like, I think there's an obvious compromise here, which is get in a room and say, let's do a three-year deal and let's fully guarantee it. That was Kirk Cousins yes. going from Washington yep. to Minnesota. We could hammer out what that number is. It's, you know, whatever that number is, fully guaranteed 3 years. Lamar could say, hey, I won because I got a fully guaranteed deal. Baltimore could say they won because they didn't go to $230 million.
Mike, I just want to go back to your first point where you were saying you wish you would just hire an agent. Are you suggesting that you think there is potentially a lack of understanding of the dynamics or details of how a deal actually works and how you can front load that? Are you saying there is that level of incompetency within his organization that maybe can't help him understand that?
No, I think when you come out, I think the context is when you come out, not having an agent in this day and age is certainly understandable the way the CBA is. But now that you're getting into the complexities of dealing with another team, working on a trade negotiations, the process really starts in February, Jay Will, from a standpoint of agents are talking to teams, mostly obviously off the record because free agency hasn't officially started. But when you're starting to get into, like, let's go back to Davante Adams, there was three negotiations going on. It was between the player and Green Bay, the player and the Raiders and Green Bay. You need another point person to help you with that, just given all the moving parts that's going on.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, former NFL executive. At what point do you start to worry if you're running the Jets right now about the Aaron Rodgers deal getting made? And at what point do you start poking around, even if it's directly to the Ravens,
yeah,
about Lamar Jackson?
And I said that the last couple of days. If I was a Jets, I would bring in Lamar Jackson. There's no downside to talking to him. And until the deal is done and every T is crossed and I is dotted, you know, obviously they feel very confident that's going to get done. And for them, that's great. Hopefully it works out. I've just been through it too many times where at the last minute a deal falls apart. Or what happens if Aaron Rodgers wakes up tomorrow and says, you know what, fellas, like, I'm good because, you know, CBS offered him $300 million, you know, to replace Tony Romo. Like, you never know what could happen, right? So, that's a hypothetical.
But I didn't say anything. I just laughed because yeah. you cut the last name off real quick.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, Keith, but my point is this, like, that's why I bring in Lamar Jackson. You never know. Like, again, it could be for this year. It could be for next year. Like, you have the ability to talk to a bright young star. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
See, because
like,
I think the way that I look at it, from what I understand, Mike, Joe Douglas' relationship with the Baltimore Ravens and Ozzie Newsome in particular, he kind of knows that the Baltimore Ravens are not letting Lamar Jackson walk out of the building. So even if you gave him whatever number it is and offered up the 2 ones, they would just say, okay, good, thank you.
Key,
we're going to give
that
to Lamar.
Cover.
So why even bother?
There are too many different explanations to not do what Mike T is suggesting. It's a quarterback.
But you're not
starving.
Listening, Max.
I am.
It's a relationship driven.
Oh, okay,
business.
That's just for the Jets. But when you look
well,
around,
we're talking about the Jets.
I get it. But when you look around to not do your due diligence because you might be wasting your staff's time when you have a legal tampering situation where you can at least get Lamar in
makes
the building,
no sense.
Get to know each other. There's zero downside to it, and yet no one is doing it. Tells me everything I need to know.
No,
it tells me
it
what
does
I need
not,
to know.
Max.
Come on,
you
the
think.
Odds that it's not collusion to me are vanishingly small.
If a team like the Rams wanted to do it because they want to move on from Stafford, okay, that makes sense. Okay, but when you start talking about teams that got quarterbacks that they already feel good about, why, if Detroit feels good about Jared Goff, why would they give up so much? They feel like Jared Goff
everyone,
is the answer right now.
But everyone doesn't want a 26-year-old superstar and a quarterback.
Here's one for you, Key. Nobody's going to get involved, right? No, mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you bring him in? Even if nobody gets involved and he doesn't get the deal that he wants in Baltimore, to understand that that's the guy that you want moving forward.
Like, because like, why would you like, waste your time?
Oh, my God. People waste their time doing so much less than that. Then bringing in a star quarterback just to talk to him and say, let me touch him, let me feel him, let me hear how he thinks about the game.
Look, the Indianapolis Colts, Indianapolis Colts need a quarterback. They said they're going to do all their due diligence, turn over every rock to find one. They're thinking Lamar. The Carolina Panthers need a quarterback. They traded up to go get somebody. They don't want a veteran like Lamar. They want a rookie quarterback. So when you start looking at the teams that need quarterbacks, you got to think. The teams that need QBs.
Patriots need a quarterback.
No, the Patriots need a quarterback to us, not to them.
No, that's a problem.
Tennessee, Indianapolis, Houston.
But they don't want to give up the money.
Washington. Max
and I tripping out right now. Or do you think we actually make sense? I mean, you're saying the same thing that
Atlanta.
We're saying.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, like, I always had the mindset, like, and ironically, it's Green Bay that's done a better job than anybody over the last 20 years of always having the next quarterback, going back to Mark Brunell and Aaron Brooks and Matt Hasselbeck. And even, like, Jordan Love, like, the irony of a lot of how this all started was Aaron Rodgers was aggrieved that they actually wanted to have another young quarterback in the pipeline.
Before you get out of here, you have Hendon Hooker going to Seattle. There's a lot of speculation. Maybe it would be Anthony Richardson. I think that's a really interesting pick, Hooker to Seattle.
Yeah.
Why?
I love Hendon Hooker. 37 career starts, started at Virginia Tech, transferred to Tennessee. In my opinion, if he didn't get hurt, we're talking about the first pick in the draft. Watch the Alabama game. He was dominant. He led the nation in yards per pass attempt. He didn't check the ball down. He has flawless character. He's a great leader. He throws the ball over the top. And when you compare his resume against Anthony Richardson started 13 games. The other guys started 37 games. Anthony Richardson was 115th in the country in completion percentage. The other guy led the nation in yards per pass attempt. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at the body of work over a couple of years, Hendon Hooker has outplayed Anthony Richardson. And I'm telling you, like, when you watch the film, I don't think there's a big gap between him, Bryce Young, and C.J. Stroud.
Hey, Mike, I'm disappointed in you, though. I'm disappointed in you.
Why is that?
Because you didn't say his dad played quarterback as well.
I'm sorry.
You have to say that. I need you to start saying that now. You know, his dad was also a quarterback.
Family man.
Family guy, all that now.
Actually, I'll tell you two other quick stories. I'll give you two other quick stories why I love him. I'm on the sidelines scouting the Orange Bowl, University of Tennessee. He has no reason to be there. He's in the middle of the huddle trying to get his teammates ready for the game. 2 weeks later, Mobile, Alabama, Senior Bowl. He's in the middle of the field in the huddle. I'm covering the game, the practices for ESPN. I'm like, Hendon, what are you doing out here? He's like, hey, I'm just trying to help my teammates learn the offense. If he's that vested when he's not playing, imagine what he's going to be like as a leader when he is playing.
Man, I'm telling you, you might rather be Seattle and have that guy and be forced to take him instead of the other guys. He might have the – who knows? Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Thank you, Mike. You can see Mike on such hit shows across ESPN platforms like this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern. ESPN, handsome host. Wouldn't it make more sense for a team to just trade for Lamar Jackson outright?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Yates had me feel like I'm up in Washington Heights, baby.
West Side Story.
Get your hips right.
What?
Oh, Carlos Santana. Down in Spanish Harlem. This is Keyshawn J. Will and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. What's up?
Some of your taste buds, man. Your goat, like, you just, who eats an Almond Joy?
They're good.
In the mounds. Like what are you, 70 years old?
I mean, I don't eat candy, period.
Kit Kats?
Do I like them? Yeah.
Kit Kats? That's the worst. The Almond Joy and the Almond Joy and mounds got to be the worst candy bar in the history of candy bars. There's only three candy bars, man.
All right.
Three. And I don't even, does Reese's count as a candy bar?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so yeah, it does, even though it's not in a bar shape,
Reese's,
whatever. Yeah. So you got Snickers, you got the Reese's,
Snickers
and Twix.
Snickers, anything, high on base percentage, yeah.
Anything outside of those three, the Twix, the Reese's, and the Snicker, miss me. I don't bring Almond Joy to my house.
Fire. Twix is so good.
Twix is ridiculous. Oh, and if you put it in the freezer,
he wants some candy. He wants some peanuts or cookie or something. You want
Milky Way. Three Musketeers.
No, I also cannot can't mess with those either.
Three Musketeers rule.
It's all pure sugar.
Musketeers used to be my thing when I was little, but no more.
Was it really, or did you just think
Why are you looking at me like I'm psycho, Key? When I was little.
They're the best.
Six, seven, eight, nine.
I didn't look at you like psycho. I'm looking at you like your taste buds.
You don't want that. You don't want those mounds and Almond Joy. I'll take them.
Six, seven, eight. That's all I knew. Was at the dollar store.
I'm not going to my grandmother's house for the weekend.
Why not?
Because I don't want to eat.
Love my grandma's house on the weekend.
That's what they would have.
That's right.
In their house, Almond Joys and mounds. It's like old people candy, man.
Great, love them.
It's like shredded wheat.
Love it.
It's the shredded wheat cereal.
Frosted.
Excuse me.
He said that.
Frosted shredded wheat.
No.
Yes.
You might as well eat grape nuts then, man. You might as well get some of those.
I used to have the
Twix bar in my pocket as a kid. You talk about going to grandma's house. I don't know if this ever happened to you. You pull it out, get the chocolate all over the plastic on the couches.
No, hold up. What about these?
Over the, you know the plastic. You know, Key, you had that. Did your grandma have plastic on the couches?
Of course.
My grandmother.
All grandparents.
We had plastic. What do you mean, grandmother?
She said, we had
shag carpet. Have you ever seen shag carpet?
Yeah, my grandmother had it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jay's younger than us, so I don't know if he has shag carpet. You know shag carpet, Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, shag carpet.
Plastic on the couch.
Plastic on the couch. The plastic was intentional.
No, how about this? You talk about candy? What about the little wrapped caramels? They came
wrapped
each individual.
Caramels is fine.
In the little dish.
No, those were fine. I ran through those. The butterscotch, not so much. Obviously, those.
And you all are a bunch of food snobs on this show.
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
You just said you don't like Three Musketeers because they're too sweet.
But I do it for health. But not. But if it had nothing to do with not getting fat, man, I would eat anything. You guys are like, I wouldn't eat this kind of mac and cheese. Not that kind. Oh, stop, man. Stop it.
That's
Max. Nobody. It's not. It's just. It's not good. It's not. Has nothing to do with health. It doesn't taste good.
Yeah, good enough to eat.
God, this dude. Shredded wheat, huh?
Yup. If it's frosted, it's got to be frosted.
This
shredded
is on our Twitter.
And you
got to
eat it fast. You can't let it get sit
Yates,
there.
What's,
get soggy, it,
what's exactly on our Twitter page?
Have you ever had Yates shredded wheat, Mac? I mean, Jay?
Shredded wheat?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You haven't.
Yeah,
and you
twice,
don't
yeah
want to. It's a cereal.
Yeah, I know where it is.
No, the frosted shredded wheats are good.
No, it's not.
Soak up that milk and the sugar. You just have to eat it within 5 seconds or it turns into just mush.
Ugh.
All right.
Grape nuts.
I'll eat grape nuts too. Although
break your teeth.
Really, it's true. It's just like.
All right, wait. We got a Twitter page. Pat, what do we got? What did we tweet out, Pat?
Yeah, it's just what's your go-to candy choice at Key J and Max? A lot of people weighing in. Skittles popular. Reese's popular.
Skittles.
Twix popular.
Starburst.
Starburst. Not really a lot of Starburst people. That's not really a lot of people's go-to.
Because I don't know if they should get a candy.
Your color
bar,
of Starburst
though
is questionable. So that's.
What do you mean, my color in Starburst? What is my color, Yates?
You give away the pinks, which is unbelievable.
The pinks are nasty.
I like all citrus in candy.
See what I mean? You're a red
guy.
If you
give it away,
I am a red guy. I'm a red and orange guy.
Can't talk to you, Jay.
What do you mean can't talk to me?
And red
and
you
orange are very different colors. Orange is citrusy, and red is like berry. Very different kind of thing.
I'm a citrus
tastes
and
so
berry
much
kind of
better
guy.
All right. I
natural
like the
fruits
citrus
and berries.
I like
don't
like
berry
the pink.
Fruit
I usually
the
like the
now?
In candy, I like the yellow, the green, and the orange because it's citrusy.
We're talking about Starburst.
Yeah, I don't love Starburst, but I'll have them.
That's horrible, man.
I won't have them because there's too much sugar, but, you know, trying to stay
out of it. How snobbish of you.
food
well,
snob.
Well, no, it's nothing to do with snob. It's not an issue
of taste.
He's
trying to get the 4-pack back.
I'm trying not
back.
To be fat. That's all.
He's trying to get the 4-pack back.
So Max,
yes, 4.5, Jay.
We're building.
You get the 4, and then you get a line underneath. A line. Just a hint of a 6-pack, but you can't get this. It's genetics. All right. Why wouldn't the Ravens just trade for Lamar Jackson? What would a trade look like, right? You know, in other words, instead of freezing your cap because you have to offer the 2-1s to give him an offer sheet and all that stuff, and then the Ravens could just match it, why not go directly to the Ravens if Lamar says, I don't want to be here? I don't think the Ravens can keep him against his will. It's hard to try to win a championship with a quarterback who doesn't want to be there. The NBA found this out about superstars. The NFL is finding this out about quarterbacks.
Yeah, so, players always, when they want to get out of the building, all they do is go and tell the people, I don't want to be here.
So what if he said that to the Ravens?
Well, he said trade. An official trade request.
He already put the official trade.
Right.
On
no, but and they believed it. Like, in other words, why?
No,
not
they don't. They're like, whatever. We're going to figure it out. That's that. Look, they know the pulse of their player. They understand him. He's frustrated. It's a negotiation. They're in the middle of a negotiation. It's not a hostile situation with them. So they're like, well, we'll deal with.
Let's
you
later entertain
on.
The idea that you might be wrong about that. That I understand. That's how you see it. And you might be right about it, right? But let's say you're not right about it, and in fact, like Lamar wants to leave.
Yeah.
Who should or could trade for? The Packers need a quarterback, right? Because Jordan Love, they're hoping, can be the next great quarterback for them. But Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback right now.
Well, I would say, this is what I would say. If in fact, I'm going to play your little game, your hypothetical.
Play radio, yeah, play radio.
If they said, we're trading Lamar. It would be 16 teams lined up to give them what they want. But that's not the case. But, yeah, if he was on the block to be traded, they would have trade partners lined up.
Where would you want to go, if you were Lamar Jackson, where would you want to go? If you could, if that was not – Baltimore was no longer on the table.
I know where I'd want to go.
Where would you want to go?
Where would I want to go?
Yeah. We keep talking about player empowerment.
Right, look, I tell you what,
I would probably want to go to Miami.
That's certainly a high up choice, right? And had they not given us
probably exactly would want to go to Miami.
Or else, if it had to be the NFC. Because Miami, I totally agree, in the AFC. What if it was the NFC?
NFC?
Because I got one in mind.
San Fran. Tampa Bay, maybe?
Max is thinking San Fran, not even
Niners.
A question.
If the Niners,
not, but, they'd be the best team in football.
They'd be the best team in football on day one.
They don't have
let's say the Ravens like Trey Lance. Like, do you understand? If Lamar Jackson's on the Niners,
I'm not giving you Lamar Jackson for no damn Trey Lance, Max.
No, of course not. Straight up,
way more collateral and capital. Yeah.
By the way, they would have a first down. If you could just keep them to a first down on every possession, right? They're going to get a first down every time.
Listen to Max. Move on.
Yeah, I'm going to move on from that one, Jay.
Move on.
You guys file that away at this time, and we'll come back to revisit this segment when Jay said what he said. Just want to say that. But look, as far as the collateral and the – what do John Lynch have? Right? They're already negative in the salary cap space.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about that. You got to kick the can down the road. We'll figure that out. Right. But they don't have ones to give. You got to give a comparable package and more than what Russell Wilson was able to get.
They'd have to
What Denver was able to give up for Russell Wilson to trade for Lamar Jackson. Are you willing to do that?
There was a lot going on at the owners' meetings in Arizona this week.
Yes.
The question is, how much of it is actually hot news? And that is coming up. KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It is hot news or not news time, and so you know that Kimberly A. Martin is with us now.
Kim, know what I like? Certain songs just get you in that frame of mind.
Meanwhile,
Kim.
Max is like, "All right, yeah. Now back
I have
on
a job. I have a job. I'd like to party with everybody. I have a job to
hot
do right
news
now."
Or not news,
Kimberly,
everybody.
Are those new? I have not seen
these
those
are
not before.
New. These are the heirlooms, but they are not new, Max.
And they're coordinated. Look at you,
Max. Like
live, special coordination today, Kimberly. It's special coordination today. You know what you did. I'm noticing what you did. You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right, now. Kimberly A. Martin is, of course, our ESPN NFL reporter, and Hot News or Not News is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Hey, besides Lamar, mm-hmm. what was the hottest news? Come on, look, the black, the brown, the whole thing.
It all works.
Besides Lamar, what was the hottest news from the owners' meeting?
Honestly, the only two stories were Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. Those were literally the two stories. Those were the tables that had the biggest, the coaches, the GMs, the owners. They had the biggest crowds around them. For those two things. And obviously last night where Goodell, you know, they're talking about adding, you know, flexing out of Thursday night, that obviously upset a lot of owners.
Yeah, I saw you working, though. You was right behind Harbaugh with the phone and everything.
You know what? Can I tell you? I didn't realize I was on camera, but everybody, I got texts like, girl, you moving those fingers. I'm like, what are people talking about? And then I saw, oh, the nails.
100%, that's how I identified
someone
you.
Someone, Elena Rubenstein, our producer here, she said, oh, Max mentioned you on the show. He's like, look at Kimberly. Look at that Kimberly.
I had to, I was like, is that Kim? Oh, look at the nails. Oh,
yes,
that's Kimberly.
That's Kimberly.
No, for sure that was Kim with the nails and everything. The phone, she was working. So, look, you was down in Phoenix getting a scoop. What's the scoop with Aaron Rodgers? Why isn't the deal already done?
First of all, it's about compensation. And I don't think that, it's not surprising to me that the deal isn't done at this point. I think both of these teams are sort of, you know, rooted where they are right now and where what they feel the compensation is best. But I think as we get – the draft is going to be an inflection point. If he does not get moved right up until the draft, then this could be June. We could talk about, you know, we could be talking about Aaron soon to be a Jets quarterback for a couple more months.
So do you think that this Lamar implosion situation that's occurring right now, does that not have any impact on what the Jets are doing with Aaron Rodgers? Zero.
No. And I was right there when Joe Douglas was asked. We asked him that point blank. And he said, I would never negotiate in bad faith. We have our plan. Joe Douglas's main phrase right now is, we have our plan. We're sticking to our plan. And that plan, literally all roads lead to Aaron Rodgers. And I think the Jets should have pivoted once the Ravens put that non-exclusive tag on Lamar. I would have said, you know what? Let's go down that road. Let's explore Lamar because I would have him for more years than Aaron Rodgers, and he's younger. He's in his prime. But Joe Douglas says, you know, we're going with Aaron Rodgers, and clearly Aaron Rodgers is a guy who wants a team to be all in on Aaron Rodgers.
Kimberly, is this hot news or not news that the Falcons made a decision to name Desmond Ridder their officially their starting quarterback and take them out of Lamar sweepstakes?
It's hot news because you literally have the head coach and you have the owner, GM, everybody saying it publicly. But why I find the Falcons even more interesting is because they were right up until the end, they thought they had Deshaun Watson a year ago. And for Arthur Blank, their owner, to say, oh, well, different players, different time. You know, that situation with Deshaun Watson, that was different than the Lamar. I find that really interesting.
You know, what does it mean, though? Like, is it like...
What does it mean?
Like, him saying that, does it mean that there's, like, some stuff going on, that everybody's on the same page, 32 teams? Like, I'm trying to understand why he would say that, much like you, because it's not different. You're looking for a quarterback, and they're very similar in terms of the skill set. So...
Right. Well, it just speaks to the landscape for Lamar Jackson and the fact that the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Blank would literally sit there and look with a straight face and say, we're in a better spot with Desmond Ridder when you have the option of going after Lamar Jackson. Like, you can't say, and Arthur Blank said, Lamar is one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. So the math is not mathing. Like, let's explain it to me plain. Either it's going to, and I think Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, said the quiet part out loud, which is, he's like, not in reference to Lamar, he was speaking in general, but he said, yeah, I don't believe in guaranteed contracts. I don't, I don't think guaranteed contracts are a good thing in the NFL.
After the Deshaun, like the owner of the Ravens said it after Deshaun Watson. So I just want to say, just for the record, that I cannot claim, because I do not have knowledge, that the owners got together after Deshaun Watson and said, and definitely said to each other, no more $230 million fully guaranteed deals. I can't say that that is 100% what happened. I suspect it is, though. I suspect that's what happened, because everyone's got an excuse why they don't want a 26-year-old superstar quarterback.
I will say, Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner, in the last calendar year, he's the one vocal owner where I'm like, you know what? He's actually telling the truth. You can debate whether they should have given Deshaun Watson the contract. You could debate morals and ethics and whether they should have gone down that road to begin with. But Jimmy Haslam made it clear, I will do anything it takes to win. These other owners that are like, I don't know.
You know what's interesting, Kevin? Because I know he bought Mark Lazary, who's one of the owners of the Milwaukee Bucks. Mm-hmm. He just actually got that piece in the Milwaukee Bucks as well. Has anybody done a sit-down with Jimmy Haslam on this whole Lamar Jackson? Is he allowed to comment on that?
Well, he was asked about contracts and the guaranteed, and he said, so not necessarily about Lamar. I mean, the Browns clearly no interest in Lamar. But Deshaun, Jimmy just Haslam said in regards to the Deshaun contract, we have no regrets. We identified a guy that we wanted, and Jimmy Haslam made it clear behind the scenes, go get me that guy.
The rest of the NFL doesn't like to win three quarters of their
games.
Well,
that's what's really fascinating. Is it really about winning at all costs, or is it about, I don't want to set precedent, and is it about principle and all the and financial, obviously?
Probably be impossible for the owners to communicate this to each other. I don't know how they would
I don't
do
know
that.
What kind of winky-wink stuff they could do.
Unbelievable what's going on. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter. You can see her across ESPN platforms on such hit shows as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, Kim.
What's
Kimberly, up? You can see her from identifiable right, from her fingernails on TV across the country. Thank you, Kimberly, as always.
Kim, my homegirl.
So players are paying for Wi-Fi on team flights. Boy, it must be a broke team that makes them do that, right? What? Sneaking wine into events. Tofu ads?
I've done that. I'd like to
talk about it. Plus your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Ain't no better like soul music around the house to have on the weekend than Anita Baker.
This album, too,
feel like I'm getting ready
back,
to clean my living room
left
up.
It on.
Cleaning key, doing all the cleaning.
Yeah, feel like my mother told me I need to clean up.
Yeah. Oh, just loading vacuum out there. Yeah,
there's no way.
Boy, clean that toilet.
There's no way Key cleans his own living room currently, right?
Yeah, what kind of music
man,
do you guys
talking about growing up, man?
We're talking about growing up,
come
Pat.
On, oh, I'm talking
yes,
about
yes, everybody knows Pat, that I have the so ability hostile? Not to clean my own living room. We're not talking about now.
Speaking of the ability, when was the last time you guys paid for Wi-Fi on a flight?
Last week.
Oh, yeah. Really? The PJ didn't have it?
I always pay on Wi-Fi on flights.
Well, he pays for the whole PJ. That includes the Wi-Fi.
Oh, there you go. There's the caveat. Well, so the New York Yankees, who are worth over $6 billion, they have a payroll of roughly $270 million. But according to a report from players, they have to shell out $9 for their in-flight Wi-Fi every time they are on the road. The only other organization that doesn't offer free internet on flights is the Reds. What do you guys think about the Yankees making their players pay for Wi-Fi?
Smart business move. I like it.
Well, it depends on what airline and aircraft they're using.
They
though,
use
right?
They use Delta.
It's $9.
No, but Delta, but they have to. I would think that Delta has the ability to unlock the Wi-Fi. I would think, right?
It's $9.
No, but I would think they would have to unlock it for them to be able to use it.
Okay.
Are we complaining?
I wonder if they have the ability to unlock it.
The Yankees should just foot the bill. Look, if you have 40 people on the flight.
What you going to do, give them codes or something?
Well, but the or just have the bill go to the Yankees. Like, the fact is, even if you have 50 people on the flight, it's $10 each way, round trip.
But
so you got
I'm paying you millions of dollars and you have to pay $9 for Wi-Fi.
No, but there's got to be, Max.
Huh?
There's got to be some reason as to why there's not
cheap.
Free Wi-Fi.
Oh my god.
They're being
goodness.
Cheap.
No, I don't know.
Stop.
I don't know.
It's $9.
I bet you it has something to do with the airline company not
no
being
one
able
else
to
uses
it.
The same airline as the Yankees. They're 30
and they teams. And they have to and they have to pay for it. Didn't you just hear what he said?
No, one other team, the Cincinnati Reds.
Right.
The Yankees are strapped for cash.
You know who the second or third highest guy on the Cincinnati Reds payroll is going to be this year? Ken Griffey Jr. Because he had deferred payments on his contract.
Oh, my goodness.
And they pay so little on payroll that he's going to be one of the highest. He's like three-something million. Like, it's ridiculous. Even if it's 50 people on a flight, $10 a pop, $500. Round trip, it's $1,000. So 80 games, they're saving 80 on the road, 81 games. $80,000 the Yankees saved by nickel and diming their players?
You're calling them being chicken. How much did they pay Aaron Judge?
It got drawn out because they tried to play him cheap.
How much did they pay him?
$360
Okay, so they're cheap.
No, they have a high payroll, but
there's a reason.
What's the average salary of the Yankees players?
I don't know. I bet you there's a reason that they can't get free Wi-Fi, dog. Oh, I bet you there's a reason.
Is they're being cheap?
Stop.
Speaking of being cheap, Mike McDaniel, Jay's favorite football coach, Mike McDaniel, Dolphins head coach, had an interesting reaction to when he heard that the Commanders could go for upwards of $6 billion.
By the way, Max.
Wow, the organization's worth that much? And, I couldn't get free coffee?
So you couldn't get coffee. Yep. See? Cheap.
Oh, my goodness.
Why couldn't he get free coffee? Do they have a cafeteria in their complex? I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't have. Maybe the coffee was bad. He didn't want it.
People at home, this is called first class problems. The average salary of a Yankee player is $8 million. Are people complaining about $9 of Wi-Fi?
The nickel on a flight? And diming people for reason.
Have you ever worked you guys work at the seaport? Like, what happens? You walk in, the coffee machine is down, whatever.
I pay for coffee every day anyway.
Well, that's your fault. You can have free coffee.
The machine.
Yes.
What do you mean? So what? I'm not complaining about it.
These perks, average man, these perks are necessary with work.
But that's fine. We were not talking about average men. No, you're talking about guys who make $8 million a year. There's nothing about being a professional athlete that is average.
$8 million minus the $10
of
Wi-Fi.
Though, Jay. It's just a principle. They should have free Wi-Fi, though. They really should.
It's not worth arguing over.
You know what,
Key?
You can see that Jay owns some businesses. You see how he's talking? You're not talking like labor. You're talking like ownership. Jay got some businesses. Oh, why should I provide anything?
Why not?
All right, so let me know what you guys think, if this is crafty or what this is. So an Australian woman on TikTok shared her trick on how she sneaks alcohol into music events. She purchased a $1.75 piece of bread, hollows it out as a cover for the bottle. Once the loaf is empty, she sneaks a $15 Cabernet in to bypass security at these venues, which allow outside food to be brought in. Like, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I think it's smart.
I give you a thought. And it's good for her. But this has to do with the airports. Ready for this? This is what makes me think of. You know why we can't take liquid into the airport anymore past security? Do you remember that? Because of the shoe bomber guy? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Once you make that a rule for safety, you then cannot allow vendors in the airport to charge you $1 billion for a bottle of water. It's ridiculous. You have a captive audience. I'm all for sneaking food water, into events.
The water in the airport is hella expensive.
Hella expensive. But it's not right, Key, because they won't let you. By law, you can't bring in your own because someone they're afraid of your
just,
safety. And then
just
they
wait to get on the plane.
They're
going to give me a bottle when I get on the plane.
You could bring your you could bring a Yeti and then actually fill it up at the little water station.
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
No.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Come on, man.
It's a water station. The water comes out from a spigot.
But okay. You do that.
That's what I do.
Wait till I get on the plane.
Wait,
that's what I do.
Jay, I'm confused where you draw your lines here. So you'll pay for the coffee and the Wi-Fi, but not the bottle of water?
Yeah. I'll pay the $9. I'm not going to pay the $25 for a bottle of smart water.
It's like $6.
Right,
it's not $6.
It's on principle. If you establish a law for safety, you cannot then extort. It's ridiculous. This is like plain as day.
We already established that water is the coldest hustle going.
Coldest hustle going.
All right.
Since the Quantum of Solace, it's been very clear.
The next one is directed at Jay. Jay, our friend Alan Yates has an issue with you based upon something you've done on the show previously.
Yeah,
what
Jay.
Did I do?
Do y'all remember when we was talking about snacks and Jay was like, well, I have tofu.
I said my kids have tofu sticks for dinner.
What's wrong with that?
So now I'm getting emails from Amazon. Hello, Alan Yates. Do you want some silken tofu, extra firm, velvety, smooth snack sticks? No, I don't. And ever since I searched it, because I didn't believe it, I'm getting Amazon recommendations for fermented tofu, Jay.
Fermented tofu.
Phone's spying on you, Yates. And you know why, Yates? Especially you. Because you're the one who noticed it always rains on Tuesdays. And now the government's watching you.
We can give him some fake healthy stuff. We'll never hear from him again.
No, tofu, I don't.
What is a soybean curd, Jay?
Why are you asking me? It's my wife.
You're the healthy vegan guy with the cool, cute snacks.
Cool, cute snacks.
Lord knows tofu? You can't have a honey bun over there.
I mean, my wife makes tofu sticks for the kids at night. It's delectable. I enjoy it.
Yes. Would you bring those into work for like a potluck?
If it was like a midday snack, yeah, I would bring them into work.
I hope you would
for
take
yourself.
The whole
for
myself.
Ladder
back.
No,
no,
no
they're expensive. Jay's not giving those out. You think you're
they're
getting a
really
free like
expensive.
Coffee? Who is he? The Yankees?
Not really.
Max, this thing right here, the velvety smooth one option,
$23.99. How many hard pass?
How many do you get?
Cheap.
Box of seven.
Yates got to hit a parlay to buy that.
Two of them. Dante DiVincenzo, 32nd.
Oh, did he get you?
Tofu.
Did he?
Missed him last night.
Max.
Hard pass.
He went one of like 19 from three. I just needed two.
So hold on. What leg of the parlay was he for you?
He was the last.
How many? How many legged?
I think it was nine legs. Nine or 11.
Oh, what did you stand to win?
Yates, I feel like you got a gambling problem, man.
Off of how much did you bet?
$10.
$10 is going to turn into $800, and DiVincenzo got you on the ninth leg of a parlay?
Come on, Dante.
Come on,
Michael Jordan.
The best XFL team joins us next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.